Can I be honest with you? I am bad news. I'm not your friend. I'm not going to help you. I'm going to break you. Any questions?
Zero Dark 30 tells the behind-the-scenes story of the hunt for Osama bin Laden. It shows intelligence methods used to find the Al-Qaeda leader, including enhanced interrogations, which many call torture. The director, Catherine Bigelow, says those scenes are based on true accounts and were necessary for the narrative.
What was important is to be accurate and to be authentic and, you know, granted, you know, it's not an easy subject, but it's also pretty irrefutable that was part of this 10-year-long hunt.
Where was the last time you saw bin Laden? Where was the last time you saw bin Laden?
The film has come under fire from some lawmakers who say it portrays harsh interrogations as an effective means of gathering intelligence, like waterboarding as shown in this simulation. Several senators, including Republican John McCain, call the film grossly inaccurate and misleading.
You believe when watching this movie that waterboarding and torture leads to information that leads then to the elimination of Osama bin Laden. That's not the case.
Yet, 2 days after the killing of bin Laden in May 2011, Congressman Peter King, who chaired the House Committee on Homeland Security, said waterboarding played a major role leading to the attack on bin Laden.
I've spoken to people who are very close to the situation who said initial information came from a colleague, Sheikh Mohammed, after he was waterboarded.
Later, Congressman King requested an investigation of officials at the CIA and the Department of Defense for allegedly leaking sensitive information to the filmmakers. The screenwriter, Mark Ball, rejects the charges against Zero Dark 30.
A movie that's exciting and a movie that takes you behind the scenes of a world that, quite frankly, is usually cloaked from public view, and I think that's all pretty good things.
20 detainees recognize that photo.
You will never find him. He's one of the disappeared ones.
Zero Dark 30 is not the first film to show enhanced interrogation in detention centers outside the U.S.
People were being told to rough up Iraqis that wouldn't cooperate.
Alex Gibney's Oscar-winning documentary, Taxi to the Dark Side, includes real footage of interrogations of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq.
In the Shahra Huna, Yamurru Kasana.
Director Laura Poitras shed light on enhanced interrogations at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in her 2010 documentary, The Oath. In a VOA interview, she condemned those interrogations and other controversial practices.
I don't think Americans really have grappled with the last, you know, 9 years of our history, that we've legalized torture, that we've created illegal prisons.
I want targets.
Some critics disapprove of the interrogation scenes in Zero Dark 30 because they say they condone torture as a means to an end. Catherine Bigelow says that's what really happened. Penelope Poulou, VOA News, Washington.